Effects of Stellar Mass Primordial Black Holes on First Star Formation, by Boiwan Liu et al. We use cosmological hydrodynamic zoom in simulations and semi-analytical models to study the effects of primordial black holes, PBHs, on first star formation. Our models self-consistently combine two competing effects, initial, isocurvature, perturbations induced by PBHs and BH accretion feedback. Focusing on PBHs with masses approximately 30 MSN, we find that the standard picture of first star formation in molecular cooling mini-halos is not changed by PBHs, as the simulated star-forming gas clouds in the central parsec are very similar to those in the lambda CDM case when PBHs make up FPBH approximately 10 to the power of minus 4 minus 0.1 of dark matter. With a dynamical friction time scale of approximately 2 minus 10 mega years when the central gas density reaches 10 to the power of 5 cm3, it is also unlikely that PBHs can sink into star-forming disks and affect the evolution of protostars, although they may interact with the stars during the main sequence stage. At larger scales, PBHs tend to shift star formation to more massive halos and accelerate structure formation. The latter effect is stronger in regions with higher initial overdensities. For FPBH approximately 10 to the power of minus 4 minus 0.01, allowed by observational constraints, the collapsed mass fraction of halos hosting population 3 stars is similar, within a factor of approximately 2 at Z is less than or equal to 30, to that in lambda CDM, implying that the impact of stellar mass PBHs on the cosmic star formation history at Z is greater than or equal to 10 is small. We also find that the Lyman-Werner photons from PBH accretion in atomic cooling halos may facilitate the formation of direct collapse BHs. This was Effects of Stellar Mass Primordial Black Holes on First Star Formation, by Boiwan Liu et al.